Welcome everyone to my free Sunday morning meditation call. This is Holly Berger of Lightworkers Alliance, and today is September 12th, 2021. So we're coming off of a pretty intense anniversary. Yesterday was the 20th anniversary of 9/11. So you might still be in some of that. You know, we had a lot of trauma and a lot of PTSD from 9/11. So we're not going to talk about that, but I do want you to be aware of it. It might be in your energy fields. If it is, if you run into anxiety, stress, trauma when you're meditating, just remember, especially when you're in meditation, to call forth to your guides and angels and light beings to lift this from you, to transmute it. Okay, so if you guys can, sit back, keep your back straight, uncross your arms and legs. It's nice if you have a pen and paper handy. It's nice if your feet are flat on the floor. If you're sitting down, if you don't mind uncrossing your arms and legs for the opening, it will help energy move through your body and establish that energy flow. It's a very important energy flow. And then after I say thank you and amen, you can get comfortable. And I hope you have some water. I hope you drink it. All right, just close your eyes. Maybe you have a favorite crystal by you. Father, Mother, God, Goddess, Creator, Source of all that is, we call forth to the highest frequencies of light. We ask that Source Energy assist us by creating sacred space around each person listening. I ask that sacred space be sealed off around me. Please echo this in your own mind. I ask that sacred space be sealed off around me on the north, south, east, west, above, below, and all areas in between with the highest frequencies of Christ consciousness light. Within this sealed and sacred space, I allow only the highest beings of unconditional love, purity, consciousness, and light. I ask that light anchor into my solar plexus now and begin to shine up, down, and out. I ask that this light begin to transmute, clear, heal, and rebalance me. I allow this light to come into my chakras, energy centers, organs, blood, bone, and tissue. I ask for assistance from my light beings in grounding to the core of Earth. I ask for assistance in connecting to my high self and the I Am presence. Now just let your guides make that connection now. Don't even worry about it. Just let your guides do it. I invoke the presence of my teachers, healers, ascended masters, angelic teams, the archangels. I welcome my ancestors, my beloveds, all those crossed over that helped me. Again, only in the purest form of unconditional love and light. I allow only Christ consciousness light to communicate with me, to be near me. I banish all other connections. I am the divine light of the I Am presence, and I emanate that out from every cell of my being. I allow the light that's anchoring within me now to move through every aspect of physicality, every aspect of my physical body, every system, down to my cellular being. And I emanate that light out into my mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies, and I let it fill my sacred space. Imagine now that there's a beautiful, deep blue light that anchors in your solar plexus. This is the light of the divine masculine. Imagine that this light begins to grow. It anchors within you and grows up and down and out in every direction. Imagine that your beings, your divine masculine light beings come forth now and move that energy out, letting it move through you, cleanse, clear, heal, realign, rebalance, doing anything it can. Transmute, rearrange, bless, remember, or forget, and let that energy move out about 10 feet, staying in your sacred space, moving down, up, and out in all directions. Ask your guides to do this for you. And then ask for a pink light to anchor in your solar plexus, the divine feminine light of purity and mercy and compassion and unconditional love. And let that energy begin to fill your organs, blood, bone, tissue, all your physicality, all your systems, moving all the way down to the cellular body, filling your physical body, and moving out into the mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies, and moving all the way out and joining in with that masculine energy, creating a sacred, divine union, 10 feet out in every direction. And as the divine masculine meets the divine feminine, as the divine feminine uses her grace and intuition and creative abilities to merge with the protection of the divine masculine, they will create a beautiful violet frequency. This is the violet flame of transmutation. Allow this to echo from within you, your own union of divine masculine and feminine, echoing within you, rebalancing. Clearing, healing, releasing. And with this protection, go again within and imagine a beautiful divine white light, the pure essence of Creator, awakening you to where you came from. I come from the I am consciousness. I am the I am consciousness. And ask your guides and light beings and helpers and teams to now ground you to the core of the earth in a more accurate way than you've ever grounded before. I connect deeply with Mother Gaia. I connect with my union with the earth. I connect with my reason for being here. I connect with my intentions to incarnate. Please strengthen, repair, enhance, appropriate my grounding cord to support me in the most helpful manner. And as you're doing that, ask your guides, connect me to my high self. I connect now to my high self with my crystalline cord of light, and I connect to the I am presence. We can visualize this as moving through the ethers, moving far away, going through all time, space, and matter, connecting with the great central sun. You can use these alignment techniques, and they're 100% correct. But the reality, the truth is that the I am is within you. So when you acknowledge this, I chose to have a linear third dimensional experience where I am my multidimensional self and I am my I am presence. That connection is made instantly. There's no time travel. There's no minutes that need to go by. Your human mind may need minutes to remember. Your human mind may need minutes to filter out everything in the way, and that's okay. We ask today that we be guided by the highest frequencies of truth and unconditional love, Christ consciousness light, the highest realms of truth and unconditional love working with us to help us remember and know. We ask that we be guided by divine accordance prayer. We ask that we be guided by release protocol prayer. And as the union of all of us creates an incredibly high frequency, we ask that we be raised to mid-fifth to mid-sixth dimensional frequencies, working in that realm, mid-fifth to mid-sixth dimensional frequencies. We're putting a cap on it so we don't go too far out. We want to use our human memory to stay aware and awake, but to use our ethereal gifts to clear and heal. We are grateful for all the light beings that are working with us today. I'm grateful for all the humans that are working with us today. All of you present, thank you so much. And we open. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. I want you to imagine now that as you sit, below you begins to form a beautiful woven tapestry. Filaments of light are beginning to move under you and creating a weaving. These filaments of light are very important because each one represents something that you know, something that you learned, some gift that you have, some memory, or something for the future. Each part of this weaving, this tapestry underneath you, is part of your history and your future. It's part of every person that you've ever met in this lifetime. It's part of the DNA connection you have to every person on the planet. But it's simplified. It's a woven pattern of light filaments, and it's very specific just for you. Allow this beautiful magic carpet to weave together in this tapestry that tells a story if you know how to read it. It's stronger than anything you've ever come across. And as you watch it weave together, the beautiful patterns, the fractals, the elements of sacred geometry, allow yourself to recondition your mind to understand that this is light. It can do anything. I surrender to this light. I surrender to this beautiful woven tapestry that is specific for my frequencies, that begins now to lift me up. And imagine yourself sitting on it, and that it begins to lift you up through the atmosphere. And we ask that our magic carpets, our woven tapestries of pure Christ consciousness light, the highest frequencies of unconditional love and light, lift us up to mid-fifth dimensional frequencies. Allow yourself to feel as if you're in an elevator shaft going right through the astral field. We ignore the fourth dimension. We ignore the entertainment and distractions and move right to heavenly frequencies. You may feel yourself move a little farther, and you certainly have the ability to go even further, but we will hold the frequencies between mid-fifth and mid-sixth dimensional frequencies today. And we do this because there is a divine plan in this moment. And we are in surrender to the divine plan, not as a resource from something outside of ourselves, not as something separate, but a divine plan that's part of our genetic creation. So allow yourself to adjust and just take a few moments to breathe in wherever you stop. Just take a few moments to be in that place. Take a deep breath. Whatever your mind has led you to, I want you to allow yourself to relax any conditioning that's come upon your thoughts. I relax my thoughts. I allow myself to now be in this place. And I'm going to describe a place to you, and there's a reason for it. So please surrender to these ideas. I want you to imagine that your beautiful magic carpet, your woven tapestry, has helped you land upon sand. I want you to imagine this sand is very hard and very expansive. It goes out in every direction. You can see very far in every direction. You can turn around, you can swivel to the back to the front. And as far as you can see, there's nothing, just horizon. Above you, there's a beautiful blue sky. And you might even imagine the sun directly above your head, but a gentle, soft heat. Very comfortable, very temperate, We use this beautiful landscape so that there's nothing to hide behind. Nothing can be in the space with you because you'll see it. And you can ask your guides, your guardians, your light beings to come in and protect you, even though you're already protected here. In this place, I want you to imagine that there's a messenger, but the messenger is coming from within, so you will hear this messenger. Now, we hear things all the time, but we don't always recognize what we hear. So if you can't exactly hear the words, I want you to imagine that the impression of the message comes to you. And you may get this message in a dream. You may hear it in a song. You may write it down accidentally in 2 hours. Allow your own communion with the divine to be how this is delivered. But in this expanse, when you look all around, I want you to adjust mind, body, soul, and spirit to the idea that you have a divine plan. I have a divine plan. I incarnated on this earth with a divine plan. I created my divine plan with the highest frequencies of Christ consciousness light. At this moment in time, in earth time, I surrender any fear in my mind that I am random. I embrace the consciousness that I am on a journey for a reason. There is a reason that I am here. And I surrender my consciousness now to anything that interrupts it. I surrender fear, worry, anxiety, distress. I surrender questions about my divine plan because I know that it is given to me incrementally when it is appropriate for me to be able to handle it. I surrender my questions. I surrender my worries. I surrender my fear. I surrender anxiety. I surrender any memory that I hold that helps me feel inadequate. I surrender inadequacy. I surrender anything implanted into my consciousness that causes me to feel unworthy. I surrender unworthiness. I surrender anything that depreciates my ability to be loved. I surrender feeling unloved. And as you continue this outflow, this movement of release, these things are going out into your field. Your guides and your angels are coming in there. They're fluffing these releases. They're just moving this energy through you. And it's creating a tundra out and out and out. And we know that the universe is a vacuum. So if things are releasing, if things are coming out in that tundra, something's cycling back in. What is cycling back in? I embrace unconditional love. I embrace knowledge, wisdom, understanding. I embrace my higher guidance. I embrace my knowledge of Creator. I embrace my team of ethereals, my angelic beings, my guides, my guardians. I embrace my protection. I embrace my memory of the I am within every cell of my being. I recognize my empowerment through the light that I am. I embrace my life force energy in a very balanced and peaceful manner. I embrace the consciousness that I am an important piece of an intricate puzzle. I embrace my purpose and my reason for being. I embrace my alignment with the purest light there is. And I embrace the potential for my light to affect all of my decisions. I release all the old reasons that I made decisions from fear or worry. And I embrace all my new consciousness, seeing my divine plan and knowing that sometimes I move towards it in an unusual way. Sometimes I take a step in a strange direction, but I feel the divine connection to the end, to the outcome. And I release my worry and fear, and I allow myself to enjoy the path. I release programming. I release outer influence that has an agenda that is outside of the light. I embrace the divine accordance of the creation of me. I embrace the I am consciousness of me. I embrace my wisdom. I embrace my knowledge. And I embrace understanding. And take a few moments to purge anything that's coming up that you'd like to release. It might be an old memory. It might be a relationship that's out of balance. And to bring whatever that tundra comes back, whatever comes back to you, to bring that into your soul and to feel it move through your physical body in a new way. There is no person, no experience that deserves your blame or your projection or your guilt or your shame. Those are manufactured elements of humanity that we can rebalance with knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. So take a few moments of purging, clearing, healing, and embracing. Breathe deeply. Breathe into the receiving and exhale with your release. You are in sacred space. You are surrounded with light. You are healing. I release any interruption to my happiness. I release imbalance. I release the web of destruction. I release disillusion. I release manipulation. I release breaking up the unity of my soul family as a team for my highest good. I release implants and data collectors. I release entities. I release old thought forms no longer serving me. I release confusion about historical circumstances. I release manipulation, even if it's from myself. I embrace the balance of my masculine and feminine energies. I embrace my peace, ease, and comfort. I welcome unconditional love in its many, many forms. I welcome love, friendship, smiles, laughter, joy, connection. I welcome safety. I welcome financial abundance. I welcome experiences. I welcome freedom of movement. I welcome my physical body to recognize its highest health and well-being. I welcome the prayers that others have said for me. I'm going to say that again. I want you to listen. I welcome the prayers that others have said for me. I welcome them in their divine form from the highest light of the I Am, working with my highest and best good. I welcome the blessings and love and light and prayers that have been bestowed upon me. The guides are showing me that many of us have blocks to this. If you pray for your family, for your beloveds, two-legged, four-legged, or no-legged, if you pray for them, how would you feel if they were blocking those prayers? You would want them to release the blocks, to receive light as you pray for them, praying to the divine that the divine bless them, releasing all the horizontal connections, using your vertical light to ask that they receive as is appropriate for them to receive. So now put yourself in that place. I receive as is appropriate for me to receive. I receive an abundance of light and love. I receive understanding. I receive forgiveness. I receive acceptance. I receive compliments. I receive gratitude. Allow yourself to absorb all of the things you may have blocked for unknown reasons and to cycle those reasons out into the tundra to be transmuted by the violet flame, released and healed forever. I am now a being who receives light in many different directions, in many different ways. I don't even know all the ways I can receive light. I allow my guidance teams, my light beings, my teachers and healers to show me, to remind me that I am the light of creation. So as I receive, my mind receives, my mind accepts, my mind awakens, but my soul knows that I am not receiving anything, I am simply remembering. I am removing a layer of lower consciousness. I am embracing more of what I truly am. What I am is an unconditional lover. I love unconditionally. I give unconditionally. And I receive unconditionally. I embrace. I allow all of the light and love of Creator to emanate from me, and I give it out freely. I give it out through my eyes and through my words and through my touch. I give it out because I emanate unconditional love. It is within me. I have it for myself, and therefore I am attuned to giving it freely to humanity. Thank you, and amen. And we have reached a common frequency, an elevated frequency. We have completed something today. So know that you have received a beautiful gift, awakened to part of who you truly are and part of your divine plan. Remember, your divine plan does not have a once upon a time and a the end. Your divine plan is about emanating the light you are and affecting that, being part of that light for the elevation of humanity and the planet. How you work that out in your life is all part of free will. So know that your divine plan will work out no matter what's going on in your life. It will look for a way to surface. So create for yourself everything in balance. Create happiness and joy, but know that you're creating it for your divine plan so that you can be the emanence of light, the radiance of Creator. That is what is in your cellular body. The guides are saying that it's as if we've all found the level of beautiful sand where we're together and we're shaking hands and we're hugging and we're congratulating each other and we're joyous and we're celebrating and the light beings are with us and they're singing, they're toning, they're celebrating. So imagine yourself celebrating with them. Imagine a beautiful dance or laughter. Maybe you're playing an instrument or singing. Maybe you're throwing confetti in the air. Imagine yourself congratulating everyone around you and then bringing your hands in over your own heart and congratulating yourself. Take a deep breath and know that every energy you hold is also held by others, that there is a union of light in everything that you do. Sometimes those other beings are in another part of the world. Sometimes they're not even of this world. Allow yourself to feel their support, to know that you are not alone, to be part of the divine consciousness of all that is. And imagine now that all the celebration begins to calm and there is one tone echoing out, one tone moving into your heart. And that this tone begins to become green light that fills your heart chakra and begins to pulse up and down throughout your body. And that this green energy will now hold the memory of everything that shifted today and bring you protection and light through the consciousness of unconditional love. I am that I am that I am. And as you have done new work today, as you've created new threads to add to your tapestry, your story has shifted just a little. And the consciousness of your soul family woven into your tapestry that you sit upon has new light and new color and new love and new acceptance. And imagine now that you thank all of the beings around you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You thank the others joining us today on the call. You thank the light beings, the angelic kingdom, the ascended masters, your teachers, healers, and ancestors, all those named and unnamed. And with that gratitude, we allow them to move back to their realms of choice with our love and appreciation. As we continue to offer ourselves in service to the divine light of the I Am, we begin to float back down, imagining the elevator shaft. We're impervious to the fourth dimension. We move quickly through it all the way back down to where you are seated. And that magic carpet, it doesn't roll up and go into the closet. It merges with you. All those filaments of light begin to move through your physicality and begin to be one with you. They move into your memories, into the subconscious, move into the conscious, they move into the physical being, into the chakras and energy centers, into the organs, blood, bone, and tissue, and they radiate out. I am a new being in this moment. I am prepared for my life on this planet. I live in my wholeness. I am my creation. I will make better decisions to serve the light and serve myself. I will love more and I will believe in the light and I will release anything less. I am guided, I am guarded, I am protected. I will hold the flame of the divine masculine merged with the divine feminine. I will hold the divine feminine as my consciousness of unconditional love, purity, mercy, compassion. And I will allow the divine masculine within me to serve as my protection. And unified, I allow that violet flame to transmute, to live within me, to move in and throughout my fields all day long. I allow myself to be the eminent light that shines and radiates out in every direction. And as you are now grounding back into your physical, imagine filling your physical body. Pat your arms and legs. Feel the energy move down your arms and out your fingers. Feel it move up into your neck and out your head. Feel it move down your legs and out your feet. Ground fully into this physical. Know that you chose it and that you are the creator of every moment. Know that you choose to create happiness, that you will love and see things more clearly today, and that you will be able to bless everything around you with the radiance that you carry. You are that being. You are that being that can shift someone's life with a look or a word or a touch. And as we begin to release this meditation, again, we thank all the light beings that have so graciously helped us today. We thank them for the sacred space and for helping us to understand our ethereal connections. We thank them for the knowledge and the wisdom and the understanding. And ultimately, we thank Creator, Source, I Am Presence within. As we begin to separate from each other, the Akashic Records and the Oversoul Connection, we release and close. Thank you, and amen. Thank you, and amen. Thank you, and amen. Thank you all so much for joining me today. You all joined in to make this an even more powerful meditation than I could have imagined. And I hope that you felt it. If you have anything you'd like to say, you can email me at holly@lightworkersalliance.com. And I will post this on my podcast section of my website very soon, probably in the next week. Namaste, my dear friends. I wish you all a blessed day. Thank you for joining me.